E-tidings, Cosmos. Good morning, 21st century world of worlds. This is Radio Richard Ireland, coming to you from within the soundproofless studio of life itself. Tá míle fáilte rót anseo. Hear this, listener, give it here your fullness of ear. From the beginning there is breath, and upon that breath there are words. Saw a sign which read, "Keys cut while you wait." How about a service, I thought, "Ideas unlocked while you wait." A lone street light on in the middle of the day, sun brightly shining away, light wasted. Are there ideas like that, I wonder? Ideas being wasted, ideas out of sync. In today's broadcast, I'll be reading some more from Shakespeare, Lucretius, and Chuang Tzu. A reading from A Midsummer Night's Dream. Good morrow, friends. St. Valentine is past. Begin these wood birds to couple now? Pardon, my lord. I pray you all, stand up. I know you two are rival enemies. How comes this gentle concord in the world? That hatred is so far from jealousy. To sleep by hate and fear no enmity? My lord, I shall reply amazedly, half sleep, half waking, but as yet I swear I cannot truly say how I came here. But as I think, for truly would I speak, and now do I bethink me, so it is. I came with Hermia hither. Our intent was to be gone from Athens, where we might without the peril of the Athenian law. Enough, enough, my lord, you have enough. I beg the law upon his head. They would have stolen away. They would, Demetrius, thereby to have defeated you and me. You of your wife and me of my consent. Of my consent that she should be your wife. My lord, fair Helen told me of their stealth. Of this their purpose hitherto this wood, and I in fury hither followed them. Fair Helen in fancy following me. But my good lord, I wont not by what power, but by some power it is, my love to Hermia melted as the snow. Seems to me now as the remembrance of an idle gaud which in my childhood I did dote upon. And all the faith, the virtue of my heart, the object and the pleasure of mine eye, is only Helena. To her, my lord, was I betrothed ere I saw Hermia. But like in sickness did I loathe this food, but as in health, come to my natural taste, now I do wish it, love it, long for it, and will forevermore be true to it. Fair lovers, you are fortunately met. Of this discourse we more will hear anon. Aegeus, I will overbear your will. For in the temple, by and by with us, these couples shall eternally be knit. And, for the morning now is something worn, our proposed hunting shall be set aside. Away with us to Athens, three and three. We'll hold a feast in great solemnity. Come, Hippolyta. A reading in continuity from the 1st century BC poem On the Nature of Things by the Roman poet and philosopher Titus Lucretius Carus. Again, why see we lavished o'er the lands that spring the rose, at summer heat the corn, the vines that mellow when the autumn lures, if not because the fixed seeds of things at their own season must together stream? and new creations only be revealed when the due times arrive and pregnant earth safely may give unto the shores of light her tender progenies. But if from naught were there becoming, they would spring abroad suddenly, unforeseen, in alien months, with no primordial germs, to be preserved from procreant unions at an adverse hour. Nor on the mingling of the living seeds would space be needed for the growth of things, were life an increment of nothing. Then the tiny babe forthwith would walk a man, and from the turf would leap a branching tree. Wonders unheard of, for by nature each slowly increases from its lawful seed, and through that increase shall conserve its kind. Whence take the proof the things enlarge and feed from out their proper matter? Thus it comes that earth, without her seasons of fixed rains, could bear no produce such as makes us glad. And whatever lives, if shut from food, prolongs its kind and guards its life no more. Thus easier 'tis to hold that many things have primal bodies in common, as we see the single letters common to many words, than aught exists without its origins. An interpretation after my own fashioning of some lines from The True Classic of Southern Taoist Fragrance. North Tree Star visitor spoke to me, saying, "Human of error, what stories, what anecdotes, what insights do you bring to this new dawn? Before arriving on this planet, to enter and take up a human form, I used love to be storytelling. And I have discovered to my delight that humans too love storytelling, and nowhere more so than here on this island. A story goes that in long of long ago there was a ruler of the island who, while out hunting of a morning, got lost, and his attendants couldn't find him. As his prey quite outran him, he stopped to take a rest by a stream. Now, while he was sitting there, he noticed up the stream someone sitting by it and pleasantly gazing into its shimmering waters. He went and introduced himself as the ruler of the island, but the other didn't make anything of it. He merely politely invited him to come sit in front of him on the opposite side of the stream. Throughout the rest of the morning and well into the afternoon, they had some mighty conversations about so many different things. The ruler was so impressed by the words spoken by the hermit that he wanted to hand over the rulership of the island to him. But the hermit said he had no use for it. The ruler told him he would give him anything he wanted, anything he needed, if he would take it over. But the hermit only smiled and replied, "Return and be a great ruler, for you haven't really begun to rule yet. When the sun is high in the sky, why would you need to be going around with a flaming torch?" "I am merely a flaming torch. You are the sun. Go and be the bright ruler that you are meant to be. When the rain is pouring down, why would you need to be going around with a vessel of water, watering the already drenched ground? I am merely a vessel of water. You are the rain. Go and be a refreshing ruler." See that bird there? When she makes her nest, she only uses a single branch. One is sufficient for her needs. Observe the deer there. He will only drink his bellyful of water. Go and be a good ruler. Be in the wisdom of the birds and the deer. I have everything I need here, everything I want. Why then would I give it up? The king was saddened with the hermit's words, for he knew he would have made an excellent ruler. At that very moment, the attendants of the ruler appeared, and they and the ruler were very happy to see each other. But in the folding of that joyous moment, they didn't notice the hermit, quietly retreating into the groves, and before they knew it, he was already nowhere to be found. In a dawn reverie of this new day, meditated I on what an immortal self of mine did say, did lovingly relay way back in days of long gone by, for a future mortal of himself, when he did word. O mortal self of mine, when with living in your own realm and time, happy ever will you be, if you seek refuge in, and put your trust in, yourself. All right, I will leave it at that for today. Enjoy taking very good care of yourself and those around you. Be ever so grateful for your many blessings. And spare a thought too for peoples living in faraway places, in all different kinds of situations, often very difficult, and not at all of their own making. You have been listening to Radio Richard Ireland, on the air globally for about 15 minutes, Monday to Friday, and occasionally on the weekends. It is truly an honor to have you listening. May you be a blessing unto yourself, by way of your past, by way of your present, and by way of your future. Slán agus mbunacht leat.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.